Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. I am here with my son, so I'll see how much I get done.
So sweet. Well, nice to see you both.
Nice to see you. He can't hear you because I have my
Got it.
AirPods in. So I'm gonna I'll turn off the video.
No problem.
So it's good to see you.
You too, you too. Hi, Laura. Hi, Gail. Michelle, what's your son's name? I forgot to ask you.
Hunter.
Okay, hi, Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I know how the people. We just had lunch. I changed his diaper, gonna put his pants on, and hopefully he'll want to rest.
nice.
Okay,
Hope so too.
I'll put myself on mute.
Okay,
Okay.
sounds good.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You heard that? Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Lauren, Gail, how are you guys doing today? If you're there.
Hi, this is Laura. I don't know if you can hear me, but
I can.
I'm actually going to be driving until 12:30, unfortunately. So I just want to let you know I'm here and listening, and then hopefully I can pop on video then.
Sounds good. Yeah, take your time, drive safe.
Thank you.
Hi, Gail. Oh, I think you're muted right now. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I finally made it.
Yay!
I'm excited.
Good. I'm excited too. I
I'm
love
glad.
that plant in your background is so beautiful.
It's creeping fig, very
Uh-huh.
big creeping fig, and
Nice.
it makes me reminds me of California where they were kind of growing all over the place, but here in New York, I have to have it in a pot.
That works. It's beautiful.
But I'm really glad to be here. I kept trying to make it, and things weren't happening, and now they're happening.
All right, beautiful. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm excited to get into it with you. Thanks. Hi, Calvin. So I'm just going to wait a few minutes to see if more people can join us. If anyone wants to share if you did the blueprinting last month, how it went for you, you can put it in the chat or jump in to the conversation. Hi, Karen. I couldn't hear you if you want to unmute yourself for a moment.
I said, hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, good. How did it go last month with blueprinting?
I think it was really good. It was very productive time.
Good.
And I like that it was kept me focused.
And did you stick with the blueprint for the month? Did it help?
Yes, it did. It
Good.
did, and I did.
Good, good. Awesome. Yeah. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? You're muted right now, but feel free to unmute if you want to say hi.
Hi, everyone. Excited to be here.
Glad to have you. Hey, Inbal.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I'm just starting my day.
Nice. That sounds good. It's so interesting with time differences, you know, like I think I've already been awake for 7 hours. So it's funny. So maybe another minute or two and then we'll get going. Does anyone else have anything they want to share either live or in the chat about sort of what came up with them around the blueprinting, how it helped or whether it, you know, whether it was a struggle. And I'll share a little bit about my blueprinting journey. If it didn't come easily to you, that's certainly understandable. You know, I think I said last week, I've been working with Joanna for 15 years and familiar with blueprinting for just about that length of time. I don't think the first program I did with her referred to blueprinting, but you know, at least 12 years of being aware of blueprinting, and it hasn't always been a consistent practice for me, but I know that when I do it, it's just like, things just feel so much better. And I think that's the thing about it that just energetically makes such a difference, because, you know, as entrepreneurs, you guys probably all have like a million balls that you're juggling all the time. And, you know, I have, you know, my own business. I work for Joanna. I work for another startup company. And there's just like constant things to think about. And when I just have a giant list of things to do that just gets longer and longer, I want to hide. You know, like I want to run away and I don't want to do anything, or I'll just like tick a few things off the list to feel better and get that like relaxation. But it doesn't feel as good as when I can actually plan it out a little better. And, you know, I'm not a natural planner. Unlike, it's funny, I have a friend who has a similar sister to mine. My sister is super organized and my friend is more like me, and her sister is super organized, and we often marvel, we're like, how did we come from the same family? And so for me, it's much more of a learned skill and one that I have to kind of practice and keep going with. But I think part of what I was so excited about doing this program with you guys was to just like keep me on track for it with blueprinting for myself. So thank you for giving me this chance to work on it. Hey, Bryn, how are you? Just noticed you popped in. Feel free to say hi in the chat or jump on mute. Good. Just starting to catch up, Gail. Yeah, so we'll go through like what blueprinting is, and you know, you'll get, hopefully by the end of our session today, you'll have a blueprint for the next month. And you know, then you can use it to apply it to your tasks for the next month, for sure. All right, well, let's get into it. Just like last week, we've got 90 minutes together, and the first 30 minutes are gonna be, you know, working on your blueprint, or, you know, talking about blueprinting your most important actions for the month. And then the 45 minutes after that will be about doing one of these tasks. You know, it's time to actually get some of the work done. And maybe some of you last week spent more time than 30 minutes working on your blueprint, and that's fine. But ideally this get it done session is meant to also give you, you know, one of those work chunks that you, or work tasks that you talked about. Maybe you can complete one of them today, or at least get a good start on it. So, you know, we'll talk about your most important tasks for November, right? The top three tasks. And, you know, it's essential to have these goals so that you can, you know, continue to move your business forward. You know, and it really does, as I said before, like it takes away the confusion about like, what do I do now? You know, I have this giant list of a million things I have to do, but like, what's the thing that I need to focus on today? So if you have your three goals for November and you've broken them down into, you know, hour-long tasks that you can fit into your calendar, there's no more guesswork as you hit a day and you're like, oh my God, what is the thing I have to do? You've got it scheduled in. That's the idea. So, the first step is to write down what 1 to 3 goals of November you would like to accomplish for the month of November. And you can also do one goal. Like, that's perfectly fine if you just have one big goal that you want to focus on. But, you know, it's something that you really, really, really want to make sure that you get done. So the interesting thing for me is when I started to do my blueprint for this month, as I worked on it this morning, I had worked on my blueprint last month while we were in our work session. I sort of got more clarity around what my blueprint would be. And when I was doing it today, I'm like, well, not much has changed, right? Like, the goal is similar. Some of the tasks are different, but that's okay too. Like, if it doesn't have to be like three brand new goals every month. They may carry over. So yeah, write down your one to three big goals for November. And in usual Joanna style, you know, make them doable, but a stretch, right? You know, maybe push yourself a little bit outside of what would be super easy for you. Here's some examples. Get better at enrollment conversations. Outreach to 10 possible prospects. Put together a preview presentation. Increase your social media engagement. Create more space. So as you have these written down, you can share them in the chat, so we can all see them and hold them together. And I'll start with mine. Definitely share when you have them. And once you've shared your goals, we'll do some journaling, a couple journaling questions about them. And if anyone has any questions about, you know, choosing your goals, what to have as a goal, let me know. Great. Great. Just saw a question come in. And yes, Brynn, you can ask me questions during the working time for sure. So I like these enrollment pitch for Karen, finishing up the content for the module for Stephanie, a launch for Karen, and marketing calendar. I love that you do the 6-month marketing calendar, and that's really key too, right? So not only planning our tasks, but actually planning how we're gonna promote them as well. Super duper helpful. Creating more space for Calvin. Complete your enrollment conversation script and intake process, super important, right? As you're bringing people in, I think one of the, you know, I'm definitely the kind of person who, like, you know, will do the action as needed, as opposed to so too far in advance. I have a really close friend who's like an advanced planner, you know, so like when she had papers due in school, they would be done 3 weeks early. And I'm definitely the opposite. Like, I need the goal and I'm a procrastinator, but it's like the pressure of like the due date gets it done. So I'm just, in response to what Calvin said about like having that script and intake process, like often the intake process gets developed on the fly, but then you're more likely to have mistakes. So, and you learn from them, of course, but it's good to have at least the, you know, the structure down. Website updates, of course. Stephanie, reach out to Stockiest. What does that mean? Oh, that's a, okay, I get it. It's a platform somewhere.
No, it was a typo. I just meant Stockiest, like retailers who carried my old products and trying to
okay, get, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, something product related. Got it. Also, I'm in a preview presentation. That's exciting. Michelle, change is coming. That's great. What kind of calendar do you need to create, Gail? Or this, what we're doing?
basically, for myself, for everything, it's like I've been juggling different schedules. My mom, I have things I have to do for her that I'm a caretaker, and then I want to develop my business and I need to plan time for that, plan time for myself and taking care of myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joanna, I'm guessing she's talked to you guys about ideal schedule. Yeah, and that's so important to have those blocks in there for yourself, for the other things in your life besides your business, but then really clearly laying out the time in your business and the time on your business, right?
Yeah, I've been putting it aside, oh, I'll get around to it. And of course I don't. So now I'm doing it.
Yeah, good. Okay, awesome. All right, and outreach enrollment conversations, right? You know, it'd be so great if we could just hang up a shingle and people just flocked to us, but we have to reach out. We gotta connect to the people. All right, exciting changes, Michelle. I love it, new practice. And that actually is a great reason to reach out to people because you have something important to announce. Okay, so write down why you have chosen these goals and how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals. I'll give you a couple minutes for that. Why have you chosen these goals and how will they help you move forward with your biggest business goals? And then the next question when you're ready is for how do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? How do you want to feel as you accomplish these goals? And I feel like I would even add like, how do you want to feel as you're in the process of accomplishing these goals, right? As you're taking all these steps, right? There's the end feeling, but there's also the in the moment as you're doing it feeling. And if you're ready from here, for each goal, the next step is to break each goal into 30 to 60 minute action steps. So for example, if your goal is outreach to 10 prospects, you know, make a list of who you're gonna reach out to. And then write a first draft of an easy outreach template, you know, so like Michelle, if you're, you know, making this announcement to new people, you've got to have this template inviting people into a conversation with you. There's editing the draft, there's sending out the invitations, and then there's following up, right? So if you need help with this part, let me know. What are the baby steps that are necessary to reach this goal? All right. As you're making this list, or if you might still be working on the list, but the next step is to put a specific date over the next month that you'll work on each thing. And I'll just share my process is I put the week that it's due first. So I'll have like my list of, you know, here's my blueprint list. I don't know if you guys will be able to see this, but like I have my goals broken down. And then I sort of put the week of date here. And then when I put it onto my weekly calendar, that's when I fill it in on the date. That's just kind of how it works for me, that I don't always know until the beginning of the week where things will fall. And so if I have the monthly blueprint nearby to refer to, as I'm, you know, on Sunday sort of planning out the rest of the week, I can then plot in the dates more specifically. For me, it feels too hard to plan that far in advance. But, you know, if it works for you to actually plug the dates onto the calendar, do it. The other thing I do, I mean, I like paper and I'm like really torn about it because I don't want to waste a ton of paper, but like I'll print out a month of November and then I'll plot it in on the day. And then again, like in the weekly calendar, I can be more specific about the time. So it's, you know, finding whatever system works for you is important, right? So that, so it can be done consistently. So you've got the dates. Tell me if anyone has any questions at this point. I'll let you keep working. Hey, Inval, did you have a question? Or you're just coming on video? Okay. So the last question, well, second to last question before we move into the work chunk is, what might stand in your way of doing these action steps on the inner level, on the outer level? What's going to stand in your way? And then what can you do about that? If you know what the obstacles are, if you know what the tendencies are that might get in your way, what can you do about it? What kind of boundaries do you need to have around your time and energy? Since we still have some time, I mean, you might still be working, but if anyone wants to share, we're not quite at 30 minutes yet. So if anyone wants to share a question or what's coming up for them, or if you want to share anything that's on your blueprint, feel free to jump in.
I'm curious if anyone is doing this on a computer, like versus paper.
I am, like iPad and the electronic calendar.
Which calendar do you use?
Just like the Apple iCalendar.
Mm-hmm. I do both in ball. Here's like my calendar for October, November, December. So I can have it in front of me and see kind of what's coming up. So I kind of have all like 3 months with just like maybe color coordinated, like what is it that I'm doing? But I also have it on a document more detailed. But I need a piece of paper. I need like the overview. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sits right in front of me above the computer so I can see like several months in advance.
That's is what that a asked. Template that you printed off somewhere?
This, I think this one I just got from Googling calendar printout, but sometimes I just go into my Google calendar and I get like one page per month. Mm-hmm. That used to work well in my old office. This office doesn't have as much wall space, so I have to shrink it. But right. I like to do like have like one page for each month.
Yeah.
And I just print it out in front of me and then I can write and I can have color coordination and I can look up and just like get a sense for what's coming up.
Yeah.
Like I'm a very visual person, but I put all the details in a document that I call to do so I can always search for my to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you showed us that last month too.
Yeah.
And Mel, did you have a question about that or?
No, I mean, last month I did it on paper and like never completed it. And so it's just more organized for me, especially if part of it is like brainstorming to do it on the computer. And then, but I also need a piece of paper. I just don't have a printer. So maybe I can buy a printer.
Maybe. Or you can draw it.
Right. Yeah.
I find if it's on a paper on my desk, it's in my awareness. If it's in a document, it goes like it get closed out and or it gets folded behind everything else. And if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And then I just do what's like, okay, the next email or what's right. The next thing. And then it's like 6 o'clock at night. And I'm like, oh my God, I have a deadline for tomorrow that I totally missed because I didn't see it.
Right. Anyone else have anything to share?
Okay. I had one question actually.
Yeah.
I see that, well, there was someone who was talking about creating a marketing calendar for the next 6 months. And I actually changed my last goal to that because I was like, okay, I could create a preview presentation, but I feel like first I need to step back and see like what the big picture is.
Yeah.
But when I was trying to break that down into steps, I got kind of stuck. Like, okay, write down major events that I want to promote over the next 6 months. And then what? Like, I'm not sure. Whoever that was, I don't know who it was, but I would love to hear like what your broken down steps were.
That was Karen.
I think that was me.
Yeah.
So I have like three programs I'm launching for the next 3 months or 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of put it down when they start, and then I put down, okay, when do I need to start to promote it? Mm. And then I'm also writing down what theme do I want the blog to be that month so that it ties into the program. Because it's like, this is so varied. Like, I'm working with the dragon, and then it's like a mindfulness yoga nidra, and then it's like shadow work or like the inner glass ceiling. So it's like three specific topics. So I put, what's the topic of the blog? Mm-hmm. And when will it be published on the blog, and when will it be sent out to the newsletter, so that my list doesn't just get my marketing newsletters, they get some content too. Which if I don't put that in my marketing calendar, they just get my marketing, they don't get to hear my thoughts or my stories.
Yeah. And I would
also
even
put, I also put on there if I need to do something specific on Facebook.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, like scheduling your social media, like at least the topics you want to talk about, you know, so that you're obviously maybe sharing a lot of other things, but like leverage any time you're putting yourself out there to support whatever it is that you're going to be promoting next.
Cool. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah.
It also helps because I have somebody who helps me write my blogs. And if I can give her some heads up, like, hey, in January, I'm going to start to promote this inner glass ceiling. Can you write something around that instead of like, oh, hey, we're doing it this week. Do you have something, right?
Right. Oh, advanced planning is so helpful for everybody. Yeah. And Stephanie, do you have multiple things that you want are wanting to share over the next several months?
Always. I'm trying to simplify things. Yeah. That's sort of like the bigger goal, because I'm always doing like 10,000 things. But I mean, the big pieces that I want to promote are opening up my coaching program again, and then the products. Mm-hmm. And really like just splitting myself with those two. And there's lots of things underneath that that I can speak to, like the different pieces of content. But yeah, two different audiences as well, for the most part. So makes it a little easier.
It does. And, you know, as much as you can find overlap so that you're leveraging content, you can. Yeah. But right, it might mean that there's 2 weeks of the month you're focusing on product and 2 weeks of the month you're focusing on coaching, or alternating months, you know, sort of whatever fits with your rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been sort of a bigger goal for me. When the piece around what would stand in your way and what you could do about it, like I really need to set aside entire days just to work on one of those pieces, because I've been trying to do both every day and it's too much back and forth. So yeah, simplifying and chunking. Those are my friends right now.
So important. And that was the other thing I meant to share in the beginning, where like, since I do have these different jobs, you know, my own business, Joanna, this other startup I work for, family, all that. And it's like, one could sit at one's computer and get an email about each different topic and phone calls from different people from each aspect of life. And it's a like practice that I really try, and I'll catch myself in the moment, like zooming off to the other area while I'm in the middle of like my work chunk with the one I'm meant to be focusing on. And I'll catch myself in the moment, and I might still do it because it's a quick email, but I feel like for my own sanity, it's so much better when I can be like, this is the time I'm working only on this. And then, so maybe it's day by day, if that works for you. To me, sometimes I have to have three different things in a day, but I try and just like shut down everything else to just be present with the one thing. Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, let's get to work. It's already 1:30, so we'll work for 45 minutes. Sorry, we went like 2 minutes into that conversation. So I want you to pick one action step that you accomplish during our work session. So one action step from the list that you created that supports your goals. And I'd love to hear like what the energy first, the what is the thing you're going to work on? Like definitely pop that into the chat, say what you're going to do. And then also add the energy you want to bring to this work that you're going to do for the next 45 minutes. And once you've shared what it is that you're going to do, we'll do a little, we'll take a moment just to really connect into that commitment. Okay, got the calendar, outline and the slides. Okay, perfect. And what's the energy you guys want to bring into doing these tasks? Excited, focused. Enthusiasm, I love it. Yeah, right? Like sometimes all these tasks can feel like drudgery, can feel like a drag, and we can shift that. Right, so Karen working on the Yoga Nidra program with creativity and focus. Love it. Okay, sounds good, Michelle. With self-care and love, Gail, so important, right? So we've got Anne is joining us. Glad to see you, Anne. You're right in time for the work chunk. Hi. So let's just take a moment before we break off into the work session and connect in with your heart. Close your eyes if it feels good to do so. You know, place your hands wherever it feels good and supportive to you. And I want you to really sense into this action, this work that you want to accomplish in the next 40 minutes or so. And that feeling that you want to have and carry with you as you're doing this work. And really be committed to this time together. Take a big breath in. Let it all out with a sigh. And go ahead and start your work. And again, I'll stay here to answer any questions you have. And good luck.
Caitlin, can I ask my question?
Yeah, of course.
So, all right, so I'm still like, as you know, just like trying to create space and so really, I mean, like, so my most dire need is income and bringing in new clients. Mm-hmm. So do I just like, should I just focus on like one goal and like have it be like that goal, or can I have, or, you know, like other things in my life that are also really important that will then support me being able to focus on my business?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're both, all of that. And what my thought is for you with bringing in private clients, it's like the goal could be to bring in whatever number of private clients you want to do this month. And then maybe another goal. I mean, this, I feel like this could be a subset, an action step underneath that goal, but it could also be a separate goal to do, to create a preview presentation. Sorry, guys. Forgot to turn off my notifications. So does that make sense? And then if there's a family thing, that could be the third goal or a separate thing outside of your business. Does that make
no
sense?
No family thing except for boundaries.
right, exactly. I understand that.
So the goal is the number of new clients and then the different actions that will help toward that goal. So that could be outreach, yeah. Preview presentation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Do you have a number of clients you want to bring in?
Yeah, I'll think about it. Probably like 3 by the end of the year.
Okay.
I don't know. It's so random.
Yeah. And with that, you want to think about then the number of enrollment conversations you want to have too.
Right.
Like how many people you need to reach out to, how many enrollment conversations you want to have.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When are we coming back?
Oh, thank you for asking. Sorry, I meant to say that. 2:15. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. I'm gonna. I feel weird putting myself on video because I like to look. If I need to turn off my video because of Hunter, I will.
You're totally fine if you want to, that's fine.
Okay. Just so you don't see my changing environment. So let me just take a moment to just shift my brain from Hunter and to listening to everyone's goals and questions and super helpful. I actually am an extremely organized person. I talk about this with Joanna, there's a certain amount of blueprinting I can actually do in my head, internalize the basics, like operations, like certain things that I know I need to do daily or pretty much at least a few times a week. And I'm one of those people who, when I got an assignment in school, I don't like it hanging over. I want it done. So I can be free. But with having my new life with Hunter, it's much more difficult to do things like that. And so I certainly have put some inner pieces around, I have this hanging over. I want to like reframe that and shift that. And that's some work I'll do. But in terms of efficiency, I don't remember names right now because of my multi-focus. With the marketing calendar, I was like, oh, like somehow that created a little light bulb. And I'm wondering if in terms of blueprinting, because I know I do need to do it in terms of like with my client change, I know what I need to do. I don't really need to blueprint it but in the things where say I really, where it's ambiguous or in this new direction I want to go, I'm like, maybe I need to blueprint the priority. Like, what is it? Like the marketing I never have time for. You know, if I'm going to spend time blueprinting and doing tasks that aren't, say, the operations, what do I need to do? What should I be blueprinting so I can at least be accomplishing my most important goals? And maybe it's first like, what are my most important goals?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What are the goals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the reality is with having what I'm looking to do is eventually move more into coaching, into what I'm doing is transformational coaching. And then there's also an embodiment piece to that and movement in the body mind centering underpinning that. But and still do some of the movement piece also that I'm currently doing. So I know what I need to communicate to my current clientele, and then this place of where I want to be shifting. I feel like that's where I need to spend some time, where I do need time to drop in. Is it that I have to say to my husband, I need 3 hours on Saturday just to work on my business? Because having an hour here and there doesn't really give me enough time. So I guess what I'm just talking out with you, maybe you can reflect back. Maybe that is what I need to do, is set out like chunks of time, because all my time either goes to some of the operations just to keep, you know, what you need going. Yeah. And then to actual client hours, and then it doesn't leave much time. So I'm just curious
I'm so glad you brought that forward, and kudos to you.
I'm just going to turn my video off just so it's not as distracting.
Kudos to you for being a planner and get it done in advance person. And what it sounds to me like is that you're keeping things going that are necessary, but that there isn't as much time and space to do the sort of creative work of developing and writing and even marketing, which can be the creative part. So whether it's a 3-hour chunk or a 1-hour chunk, I think it's up to you, but it sounds to me like you need a sort of like longer session to really drop into what you want to create. Does that sound right?
Yeah, for sure. And no matter how early I wake up, that is not it. So I do think, it's probably that I have to give myself, or at least start with like, this is the chunk I need. Mm-hmm. And then from there, when I have maybe the smaller tasks broken down, then I can say, oh, okay, I just have to quickly email this out. Like, so then when I have that short hour, I can just do the kind of the non-creative, just the task oriented, which is easy, much easier to do when you just have like 20 minutes. Oh, I have to send this out, press this button. So.
Yeah, exactly. And having that sort of laid out, even if it is just in your head, but the, you know, having Hunter might shift your ability, how much you can keep in your head. But, you know, knowing those like quick tasks you can do when you do have an hour here and there, just to keep things moving is important. But also making that space for the.
And, you know, you were.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say when you also just named, yes, it's like the task versus the creative piece. I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I can't just squeeze it in an hour, because I just need time to kind of drop in and which I tend to do best when I first wake up. But
So maybe that's a morning you can ask for.
Yeah, right, where my husband's on, like on a weekend where he's on duty, just so I can at least feel like I can go further than what I'm doing, or also just accept that it will just be slow. But I think even like a once a month, get it done day for now, or every 2 weeks, I feel like I need something. But this is super helpful. Thank you for just helping me like structure like what that is. So it's now it makes sense. Now I don't have to drive myself crazy, like trying to squeeze something in that's a creative project that needs time, that's more spherical time. Right. When I can do my kind of task oriented stuff in the linear time, in that smaller the finite time that I have. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. And definitely get those on the schedule if you can, you know, whether it's every 2 hours, just to be in that flow, super important.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to put myself on mute. Thank you so much.
Of course. Hey, Bryn. I don't hear you. It says you're not muted, but I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening. What if I mute you and unmute you? No. It's weird. Hold on, let me see if I can. Yeah, I mean, it shows that you're not muted. I mean, Bryn, I don't know if you want to jump out and jump back in. Maybe that'll help. Or see if you're connected to the computer audio. Okay.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Brynn.
Good call about being connected with the audio for my computer. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so recently, as of last week, I have cut the cord, I guess, with being a mindset performance coach, and I want to rebrand. Different things are percolating right now, and I feel stronger a calling to these things. My question is, do you have any thoughts on how or what the first or couple of steps are to, like, A, I know I need a title, B, I got to figure out like what everything means, like the words I want to use and such. And then the marketing and the program and such. So I named a couple of things. Do you have any ideas on how I kind of start? Cause everything can be out here, but how do I kind of hone in?
So tell me more, you're moving from one type of coaching to another.
Yes. So it's mindset performance as I was before. And I'd like to move into a realm of connection within oneself and relationships, nature, and animals. Because I feel there's a loss of people connecting these days. And so I have written somewhat of a list that kind of resonates with me on some words. That's kind of where I started. And I love like the natural rhythms that Joanna spoke about recently in Sacred Depths. And I'm kind of one of those kind of slow and percolating or simmering type of people. So I spent the last week kind of percolating, simmering over things and what is feeling good when I think about words or what have you. But that's kind of where I am. And I figured there's got to be another steps and stuff. And I'm asking.
The thing that's coming up for me is what's the journey that you're taking your clients on? So where are they now and where they want to be? And I feel like really getting super clear on that, really important first step. Does that make sense?
Totally. That's like the hero's journey that Joanna has spoken about before. But
are you in the curriculum lab?
Yeah. But okay. I mean, but I didn't remember those two questions. I just thought, okay, where are we starting? But where do they want to go? So thank you for refreshing my memory. Okay.
Yeah. And I think that endpoint is a super important one to then sort of go back. Like, it's not that you travel in reverse when you're developing it, but it's just like, okay, you have to know what the endpoint is before you develop the program so that you can sort of find that pathway within there.
Okay. That's great help. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
So then when blueprinting out, what kind of words do I use? Because that should be my number one goal. Because my second goal would be inviting, sharing people to my new offer, what have you. But I need to get number one done before I can get to number two.
Yeah.
So how would you write that down? Words sometimes mess me up.
Yeah. So it's sort of like developing the, is it a private program or a group program?
Ugh. I'm guessing it would be one-on-one, a private.
Okay.
And so not only is it figuring that out, but it's figuring out what my new message is too.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of going back to basics with the sacred message. And I don't know if you have recordings of these, but your sacred message.
Right.
From your sacred business, but the like developing your sacred message. And then there's also the brilliance-based system. Right. Do you remember that?
Oh, thank you for bringing that back into my head. Yes.
Yeah. So that's like, that will help you really define these are the steps, and it's not a linear step. It's not a linear process at all, but these are the planks that are in the bridge that you build together to get your client from point A to point B.
I like how you said that, not linear, right? Because then in my head's like, oh yeah, that's what you have to do. Ugh. But right. It's not the case. Thank you.
Yeah. And I mean, in a group program, there may be more of a linear like calendar structure because you're offering content in a certain order, just like in, you know, curriculum lab. Joanna is, that is a more, you know, structured in order.
Right.
But in a private program, while the planks may be similar, it just may evolve depending on, you know, who you're working with and what they need. So like one of your clients might really need more focus on the connection with themselves and another first, and another one might need more help with the relationships piece and how to support them in that, and practices right. around nonviolent communication or whatever your yeah. brilliances are that you're bringing, but like really clarifying the system that that's based on you, like your brilliances.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That was helpful. It was a very good, like, quick refresher and like no and direction where I need to go. And I appreciate that big time.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Right, those cool. are the most important things. And within the brilliance-based system, then it's like clarifying what's the offering, you know, like mm. how many sessions, how much does it cost, all that. Mm. You want to have that all laid right. out too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, it's 2:16 now, and I'd love to have us come back in, even if you didn't fully accomplish what you set out to do. I'd love to hear what you want to celebrate. And I think we have time. We don't have a huge group. If anyone wants to speak it rather than put it in the chat, please go ahead.
Well, I'll just say that there has been something on my to-do list for like 2 weeks now, and I did not finish it, but I made really good headway, and I resisted checking my email and getting distracted, and that really helped. So it was good to have the space to do that in.
Me too. I feel exactly the same, but that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Anybody else?
I'm really, really happy that I just actually started writing. I wrote out the goals. I'm plotting out the things I want to put on my calendar. I was looking at something that I had printed out from Joanna's class about blueprinting. So I'm working with that, and I actually started, I mean, you can't really see it. It's a format that I had just generally. So I'm starting the block out thing.
Great.
Like reviewing Joanna's class, the Sacred Depth, Sacred Business. A class that I have every weekday morning at 7:30 that I'm doing with a client. So that time is plotted out. And just seeing it done is exciting to me. Like seeing that I've started and it feels good. It's not hard to do at all. And I know this is going to make it so much easier for me.
Right. And I think sometimes we don't do it because we feel like we don't have time even to put it in the calendar, but it's like, we actually do have time, and like you feel like you have more time when you plot it out. So
yeah,
good. I'm so glad, Gail. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else want to share a celebration? Go ahead, Anne.
So I was really bummed that I had the wrong time in my calendar and missed the first half hour. And I didn't even get to eat my lunch then either. That sucked.
Oh,
So rather than making myself nuts to try to scramble and figure everything out, I took that time to double check what was in my calendar, make sure it was correct going forward. And then said, okay, if my focus is on what I need to do to get organized so I can basically do this for myself later, I used the time to take the blueprinting questions I'd recorded from, you know, written down from the last time, and I made myself two worksheet templates, one for being able to type in the computer and one that I can print out and keep in my notebook in case I'm like sitting in a park and like I just need to get some work done because I have brain time. So having structures like that is really helpful to me, and I don't often give myself the time to do it because it feels like I'm stealing the time away from other things, even though I know spending the time getting organized makes me more productive. So I'd be happy to share those worksheets too. I just have them in a Google Drive. So if anybody wants them, I'll throw the link up.
That sounds great. So Anne, is that a worksheet that you have just to use anytime you've got free time?
Yeah, it basically takes all of the blueprinting,
yeah,
get it done calls and breaks it down. So if it's not blueprinting for the month, it could be setting up, you could be used for setting up work. So it's just those same.
Great.
So
yeah, I love that. Great, because this can be applied to, you know, any chunk of time for sure.
Yeah, I could probably actually, yeah, there's the drive. So yeah, really just to, if, and for setting up, this is what I'm doing. This is when I'm doing it. These are the smaller steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. And do you guys know how to share the chat? Or, I mean, you can copy it and paste it from here, but you can also put it in the Facebook group too. But if you look at the three little dots next to that, you can save the chat too.
I'll put it in the Facebook group too.
Okay, perfect. Anyone else want to celebrate?
I wanted to share that, even though I'd like kind of like just started my day and had like this disruption, I just opened up like a new document and just started getting into it, like looking at the notes from our first and last call. And yeah, just started putting things on paper. Yeah, and so I'll definitely, like, there's still a long ways to go, but yeah, it's like the getting into it feels really overwhelming. So my commitment is to, you know, at least like get like a solid draft of the blueprint and clear for this week. Mm-hmm. After I spend the next 2 hours voting, because the California ballot is extremely long.
Right.
And I can't delay that anymore. So I feel like it's a good start to the day and the week.
Good. Right. And, you know, is the overwhelm for planning a whole month in Ball, or what's the overwhelm?
I think it's the overwhelm. It's like, because I don't feel like I've been doing anything really like this focused on my business. So it's like all of the stories about like being behind, and like, why am I still doing this? Like, or, you know, why am I still like focused on this particular thing? You know, so all of kind of like the shame and the judgment, and that there's like, yeah, it's basically like being behind.
Yeah. So of course there's that inner peace that's like, could be weighing on you. And it sounds like choosing just a week to look at helps that. Is that what you had said before?
No, but I think just kind of like, you know, dumping things and getting, you know, like organizing with different bullets. So I see like this outline really, really helps me. It's helping me to connect the dots.
Yeah.
And then also like, yeah, that's motivating me to kind of like clear out little things that I can clear out now, mm-hmm. like not voting, but get really clear on what needs to happen now. I mean, I still have like a few hours on this process,
yeah.
Because part of it is also taking kind of like inventory.
Mm-hmm. And when that, the shame or the feeling behind feeling comes up, what can you do in the moment? Because it sounds like you did keep going forward with the action and making the list. And so it sort of was happening concurrently, where like the shame feelings were coming up, you were aware of it, and you were still making progress. And is there anything else that's needed to sort of take care of that piece, that inner piece?
No, I mean, just like being aware, noticing it, and like keeping going, because then I am actually like taking action instead of being like sucked in.
Mm-hmm. And is there any like belief that you feel like would be helpful to have when that thought of it's too late thought comes up, that you could counter that with?
I mean, like, yeah, I've tried so many versions of this, because this is so it's like, you know, you're doing it now, like you're okay, you're exactly where you need to be. I have like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and I think part of it is like, yeah, like you're right now, it's like you're doing your best.
Mm-hmm. You're still in it, right? Yeah. Whatever that looks like, you're still in it. Yeah. Good. I feel like there's stuff there. There's definitely some gold there.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? We've got about 5 minutes left. Does anyone else want to share a celebration or a challenge? Yeah, Karen.
My celebration is I got my calendar for the month set and focused and updated my to-do list. And then I didn't get to work on what I said I was going to do, because it just kind of, you know, like, oh, I have a deadline for today. So I decided to work on that deadline instead and get it done early. And that felt really good.
Good. Good. So it was just something that was off the list, but still had to be done. So
still important.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yay.
Thank you.
Sure. Of course. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think a bunch of you shared this last week, how helpful it is to have the container and the group support while doing this, because you made a commitment to yourself in front of each other that you're gonna do this thing. And so even what Stephanie shared, oh, she's not here anymore, about not checking her email and actually sticking to the task. It helps when we're all together to do that. Anybody else have anything to celebrate or share? I'd love to hear what you're taking from our time together today, either in the chat or if you wanna say it out loud. What are you taking for yourself? Yes, Anne, time errors are redeemable, and yep, pinball, step by step. Mm-hmm. One step at a time. Well, I totally understand, Calvin. 4 people to care for is a lot, but hopefully it sounds like there's some progress that happened too. So good, thank you. Yeah, Karen, understanding why it's important is motivating and energizing. And right, like it can also feel sometimes overwhelming when we're trying to do it. But I love that you're connecting into that energy of, it's motivating. I can do this. Yeah, I love it. Committed and supported, Gail. Yes, good. You are. You are both committed and supported. Thank you. Yeah, definitely, Michelle. Sounded like it was so important for you to make sure that you've got that time set aside for you to go into those deeper places that you can't fit into the shorter chunks. And everyone kind of has their own pace. Like some people can like drop in an hour, and I'm definitely a slower processor too. So it can take me a half an hour even just to settle into getting into the deeper stuff. So just knowing that about yourself is key, and I'm glad that came forward. Good, good, good. All right, well, I'm sure that Joanna will, be with you on the group. And if you have questions there, I just joined the group. I don't know why I wasn't in it. Sorry, I should have been in it before, but if you have questions for me on there, feel free to tag me, but Joanna can support you, and you guys can all support each other in this too. So I thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day. Hi guys.
Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome, thanks.